Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and a price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
If you're a cattle producer, you are on the receiving end of record high cattle prices. It seems like whether we're talking about slaughter cattle, we're talking about yearling cattle, stocker cattle, baby calves, mama cows, cow-calf pairs, these prices are incredibly strong right now. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that may mean that you need to be rethinking some of your management decisions.
You know, right now we have record high prices, and so we think about the opportunities that presents. High prices doesn't guarantee high profits, but it certainly makes it easier and gives you a better chance for that. And what it does is it really allows producers to focus on the cost side of that revenue equation. Markets are going to be there for the foreseeable future. We're going to have good prices. So what can we do to manage costs and the production decisions behind those costs to take advantage of this situation? Most of the time, our decisions are marginal decisions. In other words, we're not talking in general about wholesale changes in things, but should I be tweaking my decisions in light of this different market environment that we're in right now?
And according to Dr. Peel, for our stocker end of our business, the thing that our producers need to be paying the very most attention to, death loss.
You know, the biggest risk right now for a stocker producer is simply that the animal gets sick or dies. I mean, production risk is really where it's at. Again, we've said that if you have this calf, when you get ready to sell it, it's going to sell at a pretty decent price. So market risk is relatively less important. How do you manage that production risk? Well, it might suggest some marginal changes in say, your health management protocol. So if you when you're diagnosing and pulling and treating animals, if you use a temperature protocol, for example, it might make sense to lower that a little bit, half a degree. You pull those animals a little sooner, you're going to spend a little bit more money on treatment costs, but what you're doing is changing the odds that that animal either gets sick or dies.
As for the cow-calf end of the business,
on the cow-calf side, again, I think it's all about reproductive performance, making sure that you have something to sell. So when you're thinking about the relationship between breeding rates and conception rates relative to cow body condition, you don't want to take any chances there that you compromise your conception rates. So maybe it's worth it in this environment to spend a little bit more money to push that cow's body condition by, half a body condition score or something at the time of breeding to ensure that you get the kind of reproductive performance that gives you the best opportunity to take advantage of these market conditions.
So, it's a brave new world. These high prices are here. They're going to stick around for a while. And according to Dr. Peel, that's one of the things you've got to factor into your management decisions as well. These high prices are here to stay, at least for the time being.
You know, we're going to be at high prices for an extended period of time, and so we're going to have some opportunities here. And again, it comes down to a basic cost versus benefit kind of a decision environment. When the value or the benefit of what we're producing is higher, then you want to think about what kinds of adjustments should I make on the cost side to take advantage of that. In general, the economic theory is that if the value of what you're producing goes up, then you should be using more inputs and increasing production in response to that. And that's what we're talking about here, those marginal decisions, places where you can tweak the system and push it a little bit to make sure that you take the best advantage of the market situation that we have.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. Labor Day sale number 35 for Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday and Friday, September 11th and 12th on Rural TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 65,000 head will sell on the 2 days. On Friday, special feature you may want to check out, 4,000 bred heifers and cows will be offered. For details about all the sale offering, contact Superior on their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117. at your Beef Bus. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.